got back training on the Tuesday night after Tipperary, and that's disappointing, especially the way we conceded those late goals. And at the time afterwards, when I was speaking, I just said, you know, we weren't clinical enough on one end, and, you know, we conceded really soft goals on the other, and that was disappointing.
Yeah. And obviously, as you said, you conceded the goals, but you also probably didn't take the goal chances when really you need to take them at this level.
Yeah, listen, at this level, you can't cough up chances like we did last day, and we've got to be more clinical, we know that. And as I say, on the other end, you know, we've got to be tighter, and it's not just even... there were individual errors, and we just cannot afford that. And any team will punish you. And say we're back. We went back there on Tuesday night, and we reviewed the match. And as I say, it was all systems going, getting ready for the Fermanagh game, and we know the challenge that's going to bring.
Yeah, because this result now has drawn you back into the pack, and in actual fact, Fermanagh are table toppers.
Yeah, listen, Fermanagh are going well. They started off well, two draws and a victory, and you know, they've conceded less scores than any other team in division, and probably in the country so far. They're well set up defensively, and as I say, that's going to be a challenge that we're going to, and that we've been looking at and seeing how we can break that down.
Mm. Well, you know them pretty well. You played them in the Ulster final last year. Obviously, Rory Gallagher has an advantage. More certainly has good knowledge of Donegal, having worked with most of these players between under-21 and seniors. So you know what you're going to be facing. You're going to be facing a pretty defensive formation.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, and we played them last year in a championship, but it's going to be a different game. You know, last year when you look at Clonus on a warm July day, and you know, really, really hot day. Great day for football. It's going to be slightly different, and the conditions probably are going to be slightly, you know, heavy underfoot. But it's 2 points at stake, and we know we'll be meeting them again in maybe 10 or 12 weeks in the championship. But as for now, we're just looking forward to Sunday and try and get those 2 points. Mm.
Tell me, team wise, obviously Guido are out of the club championship. Any chance, or are they coming back in, those Guido players?
Not for this weekend, and you know, plan was always just to give them the week off, and after their championship defeat last weekend, so they'll be ready to go. They'll be back in with us next week, and yeah, looking forward to getting those guys back in the squad.
And talk to me about Orla McNeillis. It's widely reported today and yesterday that he's taking a break from the game.
Well, the plan was that Owen was going to take a number of weeks anyway after Guido exited the championship, and I met with Owen just a couple of weeks ago, and you know, a lot of things have gone on and in the last number of weeks too, so he needs that time and that space now. So, but no, he'll be coming back in at a later date, but you know, he'll not be back in probably for the next number of weeks anyway.
Can we expect to see him for the league, or is it kind of an open-ended thing?
Yeah, listen, that's open-ended. As I said, I've had a number of discussions with Owen over the last since Christmas, and the last conversation I had with him was a number of weeks back. So listen, we're working towards his comeback, and he will take a couple of weeks out. It's been a long number of months for him, and you know, it's been a trying and difficult time over the last number of weeks with the tragedy and all down there. So listen,
yeah, because Micheál Rorty was a very good friend of his.
Yeah, he was indeed. Yeah, so listen, we're going to give him that time now. And as I say, I'll be sitting down again with him in the next number of weeks.
So you expect to have him for the championship?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I mean, that's always been the plan. So yeah, we'll look forward towards that, you know.
Yeah, and of course with Neil McGee, obviously Keane Mulligan, Darrow Boyle, Michael Carroll were all part of the squad. They're all coming back as well.
Yeah, they'll be back in the next week. So yeah, as I say, looking forward to getting those guys back in now. And you know, it's been a disappointing end for them in terms of, you know, they played well against Corriffin and just came up short. But it's a great campaign, brilliant campaign for the club. And, you know, they carried the flag, Donegal flag, with pride right through Ulster, and a great campaign to win Ulster. And then, you know, against a very good Corriffin side last week, who are probably a number of years down the road ahead of them. But no, it was a great journey for those guys. And good for us to have them back in now in the next couple of days.
And any other additions from Guido? I know there was a number of other players that impressed in the championship run, both in Donegal and in Ulster.
Oh yeah, sorry, Owen McFadden Ferry will come in and into the squad also. So yeah, listen, this, and then Kieran Gillespie, who unfortunately has been out with his ACL, and you know, he's working and rehab at the minute, getting himself back, and he'll probably not be back for a number of months, but normally around 8 months with the ACL. But no, there is a good sprinkling of those good old boys to come back in now. And listen, it's going to make the squad stronger, and it's going to, you know, as I say, we've done without them since the campaign, and I know chatting to the lads there now in the last number of days, they're looking forward to getting back into it now too.
Yeah, in terms of anybody else hope to return this weekend, Michael Murphy, Frank Midlin, Paddy McGrath?
No, at the minute, no. They're not. I know I keep saying it, they're not far away. They will be back in over the next number of weeks. And as I say, it's going to definitely strengthen our hand towards the end of the league.
And really, to get back on track and to get your promotion hopes back on track, you're going to have to win on Sunday.
Well, listen, that's the plan, is to go out. It's not going to be easy. We know it's going to be a difficult match. And we know, you know, from a probably spectator's point of view, it may not be a great spectacle because, you know, as I say, it's difficult against a well-organised and well-marshalled Fermanagh side to get scores, but that's the task that we've had over the last number of sessions to try and get right. So, listen, it's a challenge again, and we're looking forward to it, and there's 2 points at stake, and let's say that's the target, and then hopefully we move on to our map match.